one who's part of the writers.
Yeah.
A very young Bruce Forsyth, isn't it?
Ah, now you have my undivided attention. What can I do for your friend?
You ought to get over to the Bookman straight away. He wants to see you. You too.
Who is the Bookman, and what right has he got to order me about?
Out of the circumstances, I think we'd better ask questions later. Excuse me.
Remember we sponsored her a bit back?
No,
the book she read?
Oh, I do, eh?
Okay. It's 59 each.
So that's
120. Yeah.
No, 118. Can I have
75
piece of sponsorship money?
Yeah.
Is that being recorded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I then pay up?
I have to go upstairs and get it.
Okay, sorry, Dad, but I need it in today or something for that.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no, I haven't. I've got it here. Right. I haven't got the change at the moment. I'll have to.
We've got to take it.
I got the change. Can you pay me back? I
mean, I've only got a £5 note.
Look.
Yeah. Have you got enough change to give her £1.50, Jack?
I've got pound coins. I don't think I've got any. Let me trip church. I'll have a look.
That has got the tape there. Sorry. I realise this is a very important day for us. This one took a great deal longer.
Let's have a look. I think I've only got
I've only got £2.
Oh, that would be a help.
Thank you, my dear.
Let's have a look.
I'll be going to see your parents about bending his clothes.
Yeah. We'll give the driveway. Before we take them, we better hurry. Wait a minute. I'll meet you at the church.
Right, so if I give you £1.50, there you are.
75 each.
Yeah, that's £1.50, that's right.
You have that towards the... Although I've got to give you 75, so shall I give it to you when I've got the whole lot?
Oh, just give me that, I'm not worried.
Okay.
Were you at, on the front, can you read the phone, my name?
Yeah.
Oh, you can write read a song, can't you?
Oh, no, my writing is perfectly good.
Your writing is perfectly good.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. You get some supper.
Yeah.
Right.
You come on back to the country, my dog. I'll phone you with any news before I leave for Glasgow tonight.
Well, what could have happened to him? I mean, he wouldn't do a thing like this on purpose. He's not like you.
What do you mean he's not like me?
I'll cut some rolls, shall I? Oh, yeah. Should I go and find out?
Yeah.
Okay. What have we got?
Cheese or... There's a little bit of beef.
Cheese or beef rolls? Ring? No rolls at all. Okay. I wonder if I should ask Christine.
Yeah, she might as well ask her.
Do you want some rolls, Christine?
Is
that you? Yeah, what do you want on them? Marmite? Christine will have them. Green doesn't want any at all. If there's only a bit of beef, you have the beef and I'll have some cheese.
What, so are you sure?
Yeah. And some for Christine?
Well, that's two for you, two for Dad, one for me, one for Christine. I don't know.
Okay. No, I'm happy with that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I don't mind cheese and Marmite, so if you'd rather have the beef.
No. Right, I'll have the cheese.
Okay. That's okay then.
Yeah.
My love, will you do me a favour then? Use it all up, because it won't keep until...
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't keep until after the weekend, but it'll be all right today.
Uh-huh. She's been ripping all the newspaper out of the hatch.
Yeah.
Great.
So she decides to have another ripping test time. I'll be glad next year when they can go out in the garden again, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Be nice and you can fix them up around. And
horrible. Yeah. Cool, this is extravagant.
It'd be more extravagant to let it go to waste.
You know how to do that same routine, don't you?
No, and you do it every week.
I just don't know how he likes it made.
Neither do I.
Sorry?
I said neither do I.
He's got some good hands, does he? Sort of wet.
Yeah.
You'll find it though.
The cupboard's fine, it's the fact there's too much stuff in it.
It does make a bit of a difference, doesn't it? Ooh. Where are my pickled walnuts gone? Where are my pickled walnuts? They're in here somewhere.
Oh, they ordered to go down in the cupboard.
No, I rescued them from there.
Oh. Do you want any crisps?
Oh, I see. Well, where's all this supposed to be taking place then? Yes? Yeah,
well, I'll have a packet for you, but crisps are difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you got any chip sticks?
Shell. No, there they are.
you lose your pickled walnuts.
It certainly is.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Mum, would you like a pickled walnut?
Chipsticks and a pickled walnut. Yuck.
Jar of them for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I know they cost a fortune, but oh.
Yeah, it cost a fortune.
Sorry?
Yeah, it cost a fortune. But
oh, man. Now, what do you do with this then? It's 2 teaspoonfuls of this, isn't it?
That's right. With about a third of a cup of milk, you mix it up with some sugar, and then you pour boiling water in. One full teaspoon.
Right.
Find space for it again now.
I must sort this cupboard out because there'd be plenty of room if I did.
Oh, yeah. Do you want some crisps? Christine's there. Green wants a cup of tea. Green, do you want a cup of tea?
I've got this, okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
each other. I'm going up to London. I think we have a little crisis on our hands. Steam trains are now running.
Just a cup of tea for you, Ian. Oh. Yeah. Do you know what to get to bed? Yeah. Christine?
Okay.
Just at the moment, yeah. To sort out the gerbils.
Well, if you won't mind, I'll do the rabbit and guinea pig for you.
Okay.
What did they have last night?
Get them some fresh water as well.
Sorry?
I'll give them some fresh water as well.
Yeah, still learning so many things to think about when I'm driving.
There are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid, my love, there are, until it becomes automatic, which will take a little while.
I pulled up fairly tight behind the car.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to come out, and I started to pull out into a gap, and Brian said, "Oh no, don't pull out." I said, "Oh, okay." He said, "The thing is, you're fairly tight, so you're going to have to come out slowly, so you need a bigger gap than otherwise."
Yeah.
And the gap wasn't really big enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have been okay if I'd just been able to pull out and drive down the road.
Yeah.
Because I had to pull out round the stationary vehicle as well. I'd have taken too long getting out.
Yeah.
I'd have caused the other one to slow down.
Business, unfortunately.
There
wasn't much to do it,
you
have to do
what
you're doing.
Yeah. I pulled the old greens out.
Good.
They didn't seem to have had much of it, actually.
No, it was sometimes they do, sometimes it depends. Just depends how they have to feel at the time. Oh, can you do me a favour, steam out the cauliflower in the fridge?
Yeah. Of tins of peas left out. I'm trying to find a space for them to go back in again.
Braver not men have died for land.
Not easy. It's nice to go out first thing in the morning, uncover and give Rosie a stroke on the nose.
Oh, could you hang on to that lot a minute? My carrots don't drop off.
Okay.
What's you been doing, Stinko? Look at the mess. Yeah, look at all this. Ooh. Yeah, you're not supposed to be coming out. You stinker.
That's a good girl. She's got a lovely coat.
Yeah.
That's because of the food and the condition she's kept in, isn't it? All this has got to be checked away, has it?
Some more hay. There's hardly any in there.
Okay.
I'll have to have it here.
Yeah.
right.
That's mine. And what have we here? Superman.
Well, these are, this is one of Mr. Otis's constituents, the Widow Blenkinsop.
Your parking creature, I knew you were after her.
You creature mean you constituent.
And another one, that sewer thug. So that's why you wanted to get rid of me, you sex.
Oh, let me see. Oh, boy!
What? What is it, Christy?
Oh, I'm gonna go to bed, right?
Okay.
I didn't want to go back because I'm like
done. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Christy's gone to bed.
Okay.
You're all right. Front door and sort Ben out. What do you want to sit for a bit before we go to bed?
What time is it?
5 to 1.
Sherry.
Could do.